As we look back on our culture in America, movies have always represented a kind of unique threat. In many cases, people saw them as a danger to society. In the 1920s, it was sex. In the 1930s, it was about promoting gangsterism. In the 50s, it was glorifying communism. In the 70s, it was sex and violence. And it's pretty much been violence ever since. But recently, we've seen a new development, the conflation of extreme violence and extreme humor. In certain movies like Fight Club and especially Pulp Fiction really launched this new era in which there's a very thin line between terror and humor. And of course, the modern horror film has exploited that for all it's worth because we laugh sometimes when we're scared. Look at the roller coaster rides in amusement parks. That's what they're designed for. So I think the question we have to ask is, what do we justify for the purposes of entertainment? And in recent years, we've seen this new genre, the action-violent comedy. One of them was made by an alum of the school where I teach, the University of North Carolina School of the Arts, and our most famous alum, David Gordon Green, made his most successful film a few years ago, Pineapple Express. Now, when I saw that film, one image really stayed with me, and that was a hot iron applied to a man's face, and the audience erupted in laughter. More recently, I went and saw Kick-Ass 2, which, like its predecessor, Kick-Ass is based on a comic book, and in this case, people were laughing when people were shot point-blank in the face, in the chest, when knives were plunged into people. This was the source of great humor in the theater where I saw the film. Now, this is a movie where Jim Carrey, one of its stars, actually publicly distanced himself from the film he stars in due to its extremely high level of violence, in which 15-year-old characters go around literally blowing people away. So the question is, why do we now treat violence as a source of hilarity? Is it really a critique of the youth culture's obsession with violence in modern society, and one way to handle that is through satire? Is it a good thing that we laugh until it hurts by seeing pain inflicted on people? And I guess we have to ask ourselves if gore and humor can be put to a good purpose, to show the stupidity of random violence and the lure of bloodshed. I somehow don't think so. I think this is actually one of the more dangerous trends I've seen in contemporary American cinema. You don't see it so much overseas, and perhaps it really is a reflection of our culture's obsession with firearms and with gun power. But it's a disturbing trend, and as a new generation grows up with this being the norm, what's going to happen to our society? What's going to happen to movies? Are we going to see a continual escalation of this trend, or is it just going to be over at some point?
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped?
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. Oh,
man. I think back to something Quentin Tarantino said after the release of Pulp Fiction. If a guy gets shot in the stomach and he's bleeding like a stuck pig, then that's what I want to see. Not a man with a stomach ache and a little red dot on his belly. So now that violence has become the best form of cinema entertainment and, in a way, cinema amusement, we've clearly reached a new plateau. But is it an upward plateau or a downward one? I don't think there's an easy judgment to make about this. All I know is, on a certain level, it sickens and disgusts me.